From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of his second message in a series of studies on the law of God. Having dealt with the reasons why God gave the law, this week Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing the permanence of God's law. In presenting the evidences for the law's permanence, Dr. Cairns began by disposing of the idea that the law began at Sinai with the giving of the Ten Commandments. God gave His law to our first parents in the Garden of Eden, and He maintained it throughout the period of the patriarchs and throughout the entire Old Testament. Christ Himself declared that the law would not pass away until all was fulfilled. The Apostle Paul declared that God has written His law in the hearts of all men. And indeed, God's moral law will be His standard of judgment as all men stand before Him. Consequently, because the law is still in effect, no one can avoid its authority. The fall did not abrogate it, time does not erode it, and grace does not annul it. People who are truly saved delight in God's law. In conclusion, Dr. Cairns declares that every individual person must deal with God's law, either in Christ or on the Day of Judgment. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message called The Permanence of the Law. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Psalm 33 and verse 13. The Lord looketh from heaven, He beholdeth all the sons of men. Perhaps no figure of speech represents God in a more gracious light than when He is spoken of as stooping from His throne and coming down from heaven to attend to the wants and to behold the woes of mankind. We love Him who, when Sodom and Gomorrah were full of iniquity, would not destroy those cities until He had made a personal visitation of them. We cannot help pouring out our heart in affection for our Lord, who inclines His ear from the highest glory and puts it to the lip of the dying sinner, whose failing heart longs after reconciliation. How can we but love Him, when we know that He numbers the very hairs of our heads, marks our path, and orders our ways? Especially is this great truth brought near to our heart, when we recollect how attentive He is, not merely to the temporal interests of His creatures, but to their spiritual concerns. Though leagues of distance lie between the finite creature and the infinite Creator, yet there are links uniting both. When a tear is wept by thee, think not that God doth not behold. For like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. Thy sigh is able to move the heart of Jehovah. Thy whisper can incline His ear unto thee. Thy prayer can stay His hand. Thy faith can move His arm. Think not that God sits on high, taking no account of thee. Remember that however poor and needy thou art, yet the Lord thinketh upon thee. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. Oh, then repeat the truth that never tires. No God is like the God my soul desires. He at whose voice heaven trembles, even He, great as He is, knows how to stoop to me.
He cares for you, He cares for you.
Cares for you.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
No true Christian can ever desire to be free from the directives and the moral imperatives of God's law. A man who's genuinely saved would think that it was hell on earth, not heaven on earth, to be separated from an obligation of obedience to his God. Anarchy has no part in the makeup of a genuine believer, a man whose heart has been washed in the blood, and to whom has been imputed the righteousness of Jesus Christ to give him a gracious standing with God. That man will say with Paul that the law is holy and just and good. And therefore, I delight in that law of God after the inward man. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:21, I am not without law to God. I am under the law to Christ. What a statement. I am not under the law as a covenant whereby I work my way to heaven. Thank God Jesus worked my way to heaven for me. But as one who has been freed from the curse and the condemnation of that covenant of works, as one who has been freely justified by the grace of God and washed in the blood of God's dear Lamb, I find my heart bound to obey God in Christ. So even grace does not annul God's moral law. One final thought. Rebellion does not remove it. In Hosea chapter 8 and verse 12, we have one of the most terrible statements God ever made regarding Israel. I have written unto him the great things of my law. What a privilege. What a blessing. Ah, but they were counted as a strange thing. I wonder, could God write that over some of your lives tonight? Could God address that to some of you who sit here? I have written to you the great things of my law. I have given you this book. You've grown up with the revelation of God in Scripture, but you count it as a strange thing. Listen to me very carefully. Man may ignore God's law. Man may blaspheme God's law. They may mock God's law. They may utterly despise God's law. They may trample it beneath their feet. One thing they cannot do, they cannot destroy God's law. Its permanence is guaranteed by the God who gave it. We finish this meeting tonight. I want you to know that you must, and you will deal with God and God's law. You'll either deal with God and his law in grace in Christ, who kept the law and who gives legal righteousness and salvation to all who trust him. Or you'll deal with God and his law on the day of judgment, when the books are opened. You must have a legally perfect righteousness. Otherwise, you'll perish forever. Let me finish by reminding you of that fateful scene in the 5th chapter of Daniel. Belshazzar was a great king. He was a young man who loved life. He was partying. He mocked God. What need did he have of Jehovah? What attention did he need to pay to this archaic law of God? So he took the holy vessels from the temple of God in Jerusalem. They distributed wine to the drunken sots all around him, and they ate and they drank and they sang praises to the gods of their own making and mockery to the God of glory. Remember that into that partying group, God came with the fingers of a man's hand, writing a message on the plaster of the wall. Thou art weighed in the balances, found wanting. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Men and women, I want you to see not Belshazzar in that room, but I want you to see some of you living without God, or with a glib and empty profession of a religion that allows you to trample your filthy feet all over God's holy law. I want you to hear the voice from heaven. Thou art weighed in the balances. God will take the scales of eternal justice and he'll weigh you in the balance. Throw on every filthy thought, every unworthy motive. Throw on every ungodly action, every sin of temperament, every sin of word, thought, and deed. What do you have to put to balance your sin? Will you bring out your righteousness? God says it's a filthy rag. Put it against him. Will you bring out your church attendance? God says, what good did it do you? What use did you put it to? You simply deafened your ears to the call of grace. Put it on the scale against him. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. What can a sinner put on the scale? Ah, listen. Count Zinzendorf put it beautifully. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds and these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Why could he say that? Because when you put Christ in the balance, thank God, he has fulfilled the law. He has removed our sin. And when you stand with Christ in the judgment, thou art weighed in the balances, listen, and found righteous. But you must be weighed in the balances. What will it be? God's law is absolutely permanent. What will it be for you, man, woman, boy or girl? Make sure tonight that you are in Christ. Make sure that you are not going out to meet your God with an empty religion that's as devoid of the reality of Christ as the worst case of heathenism. Make sure tonight that you have Christ. And you will know that you have Christ because when He comes into your heart, He writes His law there. Makes you a new creature so that you delight to live for Him. May God bless His word to our hearts. May God bring fruit in your life and in mine for the study of His law. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. O God, our Father in heaven, we thank Thee tonight for the Word of God, and we thank Thee for the grace that has revealed it to us. We pray that Thou wilt write it now on every heart. And, O God, we pray that Thou wilt use it to search out every soul. Our God and Father, we ask Thee that Thou wilt search out the sinner. Oh, how foolish for men and women to go out to God depending on their own self-righteousness, hoping that God will lower the standards of His law to let them into heaven. Oh, God, bring such sinners to conviction of sin and bring them to the feet of the Savior. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt remember those who lightly profess faith in Christ. But it is just a profession to shield their conscience from the sword thrusts of the gospel. For they live life as if there were no God, and in open defiance of God's law. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt penetrate those hearts and bring the lost to Jesus. Remember Thy people. Oh God, the more we recognize how much we owe Thee, the more we recognize how little we can do to repay our debt of gratitude to Thee. But, O Lord, we do love Thy law because it is Thy law. We want to be conformed to Christ. We want, O Lord, to glorify Thee in holy living. Lord, we pray, work in our lives that we may truly magnify our God. Lord, answer our prayer. Give fruit for the preaching of the word. Part us with the blessing of heaven. Be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought children tonight and evermore. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.